This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on RTFM, and I hope you've all had a wonderful start to this new season. February. Oh my God, how crazy is that? How crazy is that? We're in February already. This is pretty bonkers. The timeline is just speeding up, I think. So I'm Keras, and I'm kind of well known by those who know me for my I'm a body worker, I'm a therapist, both physical and intuitive, and I'm an artist and author of an intuitive oracle deck called Peace of Mind, which helps you connect with your inner being and what you need to know right now, what you need to focus on. So, yep, this is me, and this whole journey has started on a whirlwind, and I'm here to carry on and just holding on, enjoying the ride. So I've had so many comments about all you listeners that have tuned into the podcasts, and I'm just blown away. So I just want to take a few minutes to appreciate every single one of you for your hugs, for your high fives, and especially on social media. I get so many comments about on social media. I'm so, so thankful for each and every one of you. I just want to put that out there before I carry on. And yeah, say blessings to you all and lots of love. So yes, you're listening to Love Keras, and today I am joined by a very good friend of mine. We met many, many years ago when indeed. I was living in Eltham in South Taranaki. It's the one and only Holly Smith.
Hi, Keras. People were probably like, who is that then?
They say that about me every day. Who the heck was that?
Who is it then? I mean, I'm honestly, Keras, I'm one of your biggest fans as well, because as I said earlier, when I first came in, that I've started listening to your podcast as well and made contact with you. Because yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. And so many amazing people on your show.
Oh.
And honestly, I've just loved listening to everybody and their take on things and what they do. You know, it's amazing. What an amazing community.
Haven't we just got such a colourful community?
Yeah.
And that's yeah. what I love as well. You know, I just open the doors and allow people to walk in. I am yeah. just so blessed to have so many amazing people in my world.
So cool, way. And like attracts like,
they
doesn't
do indeed.
It, dear?
They yeah. do indeed.
Oh, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you. So, tell us about yourself, Holly, for those who don't know who you are or thinking, who the bloody hell is that?
This is where I cringe talking about myself.
But... That's okay. But sometimes, you know what? We go through life not realising how amazing we are.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes somebody to ask these questions at me. I say, come on. I'm just sending out that fishing line and just pulling the reel back slowly. So tell me about yourself. Tell me what you're doing at the moment.
Oh, thanks, Keras. Well, my passion is art. So yeah. I make art. I'm kind of like, I would say, a intuitive artist, really, a yeah. mixed media artist. So when I say that, I work in sort of various mediums. It could be like collage, it could mm-hmm. be acrylic paint, it could be oil pastels. But I actually don't plan any of my art. It kind of just comes and, I kind of, it's, do you know, it's my own healing process, Keras. It's
absolutely.
Helped with my mental health. It's helped with my alcohol recovery.
Yeah.
It's been something that I've been able to dive into over the last few years, and I've just found myself again.
Yeah. And that's exactly what's meant to happen, eh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't push it. If you've got to push it, it's not for you.
Yeah.
But when things come through just so naturally and they just pop out, don't they? And yeah. It's like, oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And
let's give it a go.
It's weird as well, because I've had art pieces come to me in dreams as well. And, you know, I've often thought, oh, what's that? You know, what's going on there? And then I've sort of, you know, a lot of it as well is around memory or feelings from my childhood, growing up in the 70s in the UK. A mixture of things, really. So I just absolutely love making art, and it just makes me feel so good, and hopefully makes other people feel happy as well.
Well, I've been watching you for many years. I say, well, how long ago was I living now? About 10 years?
Must have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, and that's when we met each other. Holly came to one of my belly dancing classes.
Oh my God, I had all the belly but none of the moves. That's the problem. When you were like doing all your moves and I was like, oh, hang on a minute, I've got a stomach, but I don't know where to move it. That was the problem.
But it's all about having fun. You discovered a side of yourself that you never met before. Right?
And fun it was, my dear.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I've been watching your art as it's progressed over the years. I didn't really know you were into that when I first met you. I just thought you were this amazing, beautiful, quirky human being. And then over the years, I was more, because I was in the UK and I was watching a lot of your art coming up, and I was like, wow, that is so powerful.
Thank you, Kiris. And you know what? At the time, I don't think I realised I was into art either, to be honest. I I'm quite an open book. I've really struggled over the years with my own mental health and alcohol issues.
Yeah.
So, and I really resonated with Hayley that was on your show.
Yes.
She said something about becoming sober, and it's then that you have to deal with your own self and your own feelings. And you know, I've been sober 10 years now, but man, it's been a battle.
Yeah.
And having to face my own self has been bloody scary.
Absolutely.
You know, and even to the point of going out socializing without numbing myself to bits was so hard. And so one day I just got a cheap canvas and some magazines and started sticking things on a canvas just randomly. Have no idea why I did it. I just did it because I thought if I didn't, I was going to pick up a drink.
Yes.
And so I loved it. I loved the feeling of my hands on a canvas and getting messy and paint.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it evolved. And years ago, I really wanted to go to art school, but I went to see, you know, like in the UK, and it was like the 80s and 90s, and you was advised to be a teacher or a nurse. Well, I didn't become either, but I became a social worker. But, you know, I thought that that wasn't ever going to be an opportunity for me. And, it was thanks to Rhonda Bunyan, who used to run the Stratford Gallery, the Percy Thompson, that she gave me my first opportunity to display some of my work, you know, in public.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not why I do it. You know, if people enjoy it, that's lovely.
Yeah.
But if they don't, that's okay too, because it's actually the process for me.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. You know, the end result's the end result. And sometimes it ends up in the bin, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is the process and how that makes me feel that's the important thing for me.
Totally get you on that one. I've got a whole deck of cards with the same kind of progression there. Mm. It's like you got this thing in your hip, it needs to come out.
Yeah.
But once it does come out, it just feels so amazing. And
and
it's like when you do this internal healing work, it's like going out in the garden and digging up the weeds. And you dig out you pull out the weed, and it's like, I'm glad that's gone, but now there's a big huge hole in the floor. What am I gonna do? I gotta fill that in, otherwise I'm gonna keep tripping up over it every time I walk past. Yeah. So it's finding that something special that you can fill the gap in with.
That's such a good way to put it, Kiris, because that's what I felt like. I felt like there was this dark black hole that was full of depression and anxiety. Yeah. And I didn't know who I was because I'd spent so many years drunk, you know, that I didn't really know what it was like to be, you know, Holly without substances. Yeah, yeah. And I've got to be honest, you know, some people probably see me and think, oh, she's so happy and she's got it all sorted. But, you know, it's taken work and I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
And addiction comes in many shapes and forms.
Yeah.
And it's basically a hat. You know, if you're having a bad hair day, you put a hat on.
Yeah.
Because nobody can see my hair then, can they?
Yeah.
Until you get home and you pull your hat off and there's this big scarecrow on top of your head. But yeah. It's always just a band-aid.
Yeah, it is.
It's always just a band-aid.
Mm.
I'm so glad that you've found your process.
Oh, thanks, Kiris. Like, yeah, it's been a journey and it still is. Like, I've started playing with digital art as well, which has been, like, really exciting. Yeah. And, yeah, look, it's something that I do to keep myself sane, as it were, but also, you know, we talk about having a child and having fun.
Yes.
I feel like a child again when I'm playing with art.
That's exactly who you are playing with.
Yeah.
That's exactly, because when you were a child, there was nothing better than having some crayons and a piece of paper.
I reckon. And just
making the whole page colourful.
I reckon. And you know what? My favourite teacher was Miss Williams. You know, you always call them misses, whether they're misses or not, or miss.
Yeah.
But she used to wear really funky clothes and she was the art teacher.
Yeah.
And then I was in love with my art teacher at secondary school. She used to turn up in an orange beetle, a jet black square bob and stripy tights and Doc Martens as well. I was like, oh my gosh, you're everything to me.
It
was, you know, I only went to school to eat my lunch and do art and socialize.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm so grateful for that. And I think it's helped me with my healing.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you recognise that it's your inner child that's coming out to play.
Thanks, Kiris.
And she's recognising that too.
Yay! Finally.
Yes. Oh, that's a great start to the show. Shall we play some music?
Yes. I've brought one song along, and I don't know whether you remember the group, the Brand New Heavies.
I recognise the name.
And the first one is You Are the Universe. And I just love this because it feels so uplifting. And to me, it's about creating your own reality. And you're an amazing example of that, Kiris. So I hope everyone that's listening can enjoy this song.
We shall listen and I shall reconnect. Thank you, Holly.
Doom, Professor Gordon. The planet is rushing madly toward the Earth. Soon the Earth will be smashed to atoms. The whole world is in a state of frenzy.
Behind this dastardly plot is Ming the Merciless. Mankind's only hope for survival are the Brand New Heavies. But will even they be enough this time?
Achieve it.
that's a blast from the past.
I loved it. I think I first heard that in the 90s. I think I was a student doing performing arts, and when I heard Brand New Heavies, I was like, oh, and I love that song.
It's one of my
favourites.
And it's so apt from the conversation we were just having as well. Yeah. It's just I love the way the universe works.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh. So I'm going to dive a little bit deeper now.
Yeah.
And what made you know, what is it? We've already had a speak about the discovering the art. So what is it about art that really totally speaks to your mind and soul?
I think, Kiris, there's no rules for me. Like, I don't know. Do you know what? Most of my life, and this is a really good question, I felt like an absolute imposter. And it's the only thing that makes me feel completely free. And, you know, for some, I don't, yeah, it can't, I can just put it out there, just do it. And I just feel there's no rules and there's no right or wrong. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And everybody's individual, you know. People can make a perfect piece of art, like a portrait, which I definitely can't do, or, you know, something more intuitive. But it all has its place.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. And the art community is just incredible. Yeah. And I've been lucky enough to be part of the Gover Street Heidi, I've got to mention Heidi, who runs Gover Street, Heidi Griffin. She is amazing and hosts beautiful artists in the gallery in New Plymouth on Gover Street.
But
I just feel so free making it, dear.
But that's what it is, you know. So we spoke earlier on about growing up in the UK. I've got the same experience. And for me personally, it's like, I've grown up doing art, I used to spend so many hours in my bedroom just sketching album covers. I used to like recreating album covers.
Oh, cool.
I didn't have much of imagination at that time, so I was always a copy drawer. I could recreate a piece of artwork like the original.
Oh, see, I can't.
Oh, yeah. I always had trouble with faces.
Yeah.
But I could recreate any artwork.
Wow.
As the original.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I used to spend hours at the local youth centre painting murals on the walls.
Oh, I'd love to give that a go.
Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. Oh,
I'd love to try that. No, I'm definitely not a portrait artist. I tried to do a picture of my wife. Oh, goodness me, we cried. We were laughing so much. It was so offensive. So if anybody out there has got anyone you don't like, you'd like me to do a portrait, we can send it in the post to them.
Hey, that might be a new idea for you.
Any ex-partners that you might, you know, need a really bad portrait of, just let me know. Get in touch through my...
hang them on the back of the door to scare away the burglars.
Absolutely. There's a place for everything.
I love that. Hey, well, maybe I'll call you in and help me out one day, because I'm gonna be respraying my van at
some point in time.
I'm gonna be doing a little bit of a mural on that.
How cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Rather than paint it, get it all flashes.
Yeah.
You know? Like my van is my girl. She's my old girl.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about doing something creative on the bodywork. So
amazing.
Yeah. Maybe you can come and play at my house.
Yes, sounds great.
But yeah, going back to, you see, the way we were taught to grow up.
Yeah.
We had to follow the guidance of our parents, who followed the guidance of their parents, who followed the guidance of their parents.
That's right.
I mean, each generation that came about had a little bit of a tweak, you know, because things, apron strings weren't exactly cut, but they were definitely untied and relaxed a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe elastic. But we always were taught we had to fit into a certain box.
Yeah.
And I was always on the outside of the box.
Yeah,
and
me
everybody
too.
Else was in the middle. And I never ever felt comfortable with who I was.
Yeah. I grew up in such a conservative, like Norman town in the UK called Waltham Abbey.
Yeah.
Beautiful little town, a market town. But I think I looked like the local freak because I used to have all these wacky outfits and it was quite conservative there.
Yeah.
And one of my friends actually went to art school and worked in fashion and, you know, but everybody else, it was nursing, it was hairdressing, it was teaching, it was, you know, it was careers that you were sort of told to do. And even though I did spend a couple of years doing performing arts, that was just always seen to be something for a hobby,
you know,
that...
But you'll never get a career out of that, my
darling. Yes. So, you know, when I look back at all the young people doing these amazing things now, I feel really excited for them because people are creating their own, like that song said, they're the driver of the bus and they're creating their own reality.
Absolutely.
They're online, they're influencers and makeup artists and you name it, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, so it wasn't until I came to New Zealand that I wasn't around anybody who knew me before that I really started discovering who I could be.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah,
taken
that's
away. Because when you're around a certain people and you step outside that box, there's lots of fingers pointing and saying, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But then coming to a new... not just a new community, but an entire new energy, a way of living. I find being in New Zealand, it's a lot more relaxed on that respect as well. I can just say that coming in as a relative newcomer. I don't know what it was like in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, but coming in as a relative newcomer, I just felt the initial surge of peace.
Yes.
On that blinking mountain.
I know.
Oh my god.
I know. Yeah, it's funny you said that about the mountain because when I arrived, I've been here 20 years this year, I was in a terrible state mentally, alcohol, and I thought, oh my god, you know, what have I done? You know, and for some reason that mountain was just staring at me. And I remember one day coming out of my job, I was working at a care home to start with, and I was feeling really, really depressed. And I looked up and this mountain was like floating with a big cloud underneath. And for some reason, it just drew me in and told me that I was supposed to be here. And I've always felt that. I've always felt that I'm supposed to be on this Whenua. It's really weird. I've never in my life thought I'd go travelling, let alone live overseas. And here I am. It's
so is
funny.
That how you got to New Zealand?
I came to New Zealand with my ex-partner, and after a year we separated. So she went over to Australia. And then I thought, right, I'll probably, you know, go back to the UK. But that mountain drew me here. And then I randomly met my partner that I've been with for 19 years.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Sorry, Sarah. Sorry about that.
I can see her grinning, all right. I can see her grinning.
I know. But, you know, my whole healing has been here. Yeah. And I'm so grateful for my life here because friends said to me in the UK, we love you and miss you, but thank God that you went because you may not be here today.
Yeah.
And that really choked me up, Curious. Yeah, a couple of them said this last year when I went back to the UK and they hadn't ever named it before, but they must have known that I was on the road to self-destruction. And then I came here, got my degree in social work, did some postgrad papers, got into art, and one of my best friends over there emailed me and said, Oh, what's happened to you?
Everything.
Cute, eh? Yeah.
I love that. I totally love that. So what's next on the agenda then? Where are you going from here?
Well, who knows, darling, but I have got an exhibition planned for January at the Lice Art Gallery in Hawera.
Ooh.
So I'm working on some pieces for that. But do you know what, again, I don't know what those pieces are. They're just going to come to me.
They will.
I've just, it's funny, I was listening to one of your shows with Corey Haddock, who we love, and you talked about letting go. And funnily enough, my first piece is called Letting Go. And because I had to let go of two friends that passed away in 2025.
Yeah.
And that was really, really difficult. But also what came to me was I've not only got to let go of them, I've got to let go of me trying to control everything in my life and trying to be everybody's everything, yeah. Keris.
Yeah.
I'm such a people pleaser. So something came to me that told me, Holly, you've just got to let go, because whatever it is, will happen, and you're where you're meant to be. So that's what that piece seems to be about. But as for the rest of the pieces, who knows? Watch this space.
I certainly shall. I certainly shall. And if anybody else wants to watch this space, where's the best place to find you?
On Holly Smith Artist on Instagram.
Cool.
Very original name, everybody that's listening.
But yeah, there's not that, you know, sometimes the best name to give you is your own.
Yeah, and as I say, it's just making things, just experimenting and just exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's not rocket science.
Well, is there anything rocket science though? If we put too much work onto it. I've got I'm under the energy of, if it's meant to be, it will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just go through life, let's say, bring it into inner child out to play and say, where should we go today?
Yeah.
And if doors open in front of you, it's a good chance to walk through it and just explore what's going on in that new energy or that new circumstance.
Yeah.
And if they close in your face, yeah, okay, it's all right, just carry on moving until you find the next one.
But
it's all about following joy for me.
Yeah, me too, Keris. And I often think, when did people get frightened of art, putting a bit of paint to a canvas or a pencil to paper?
Is it the art they're frightened of, or is it what comes out?
Yeah, maybe. And I always see myself as a bit of a vessel, that it's not coming from me, it's coming from somewhere else. And whatever comes out is okay, because it's meant to come out.
Absolutely. But so many people are just living the locked up mentality. Yeah. I cannot, as a communication is the biggest, is the biggest problem, not just with like partnerships, relationships, friendships, family ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest communication is the biggest error, where I can't talk to you and I can't tell you how I feel. I can't speak my truth because I'm afraid I'm going to offend you.
Yeah.
Or I'm afraid of how you will take what I'm saying, twist it around and turn it into something that it's actually not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it comes to art, you can just lay your soul on
your
canvas, paper, digital screen.
You can.
And there's no malice, nothing to come back. It's just you being you. And some people might look at it and say, oh, they are pretty colours. They will go really nice with my decorations.
Absolutely.
Or they'll say, wow, I can see a deeper side.
Yes, and it means something different for everyone. And anyone that's listening, I recommend giving it a go yourselves. Yeah. You know, you can get cheap things from the $2 shop and
absolutely
just have a go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Yay. Awesome.
Yay.
Right, shall we carry on with another song?
Yes. So The next song is by, and everybody will know this singer because she's absolutely famous, and that is our beautiful Diana Ross. And the song is I'm Coming Out. And this is a bit of an anthem for my beautiful rainbow community, but also for anybody that's ever been bullied or lived through adversity. Just be yourselves. And that's what this song is a message about.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
want the world to know.
Don't you just love her? Like, she's an icon. And hope everybody enjoyed that song.
Oh, yeah, man. That was brilliant. I got myself boogieing in the chair there. And there's so many reasons why I love doing this and love doing what I do. But the best is finding out about people's stories through the choice of music.
And that's what I've loved about listening to the podcast as well, because you've had so many different guests on. And it's funny because sometimes people say, oh, listen to this podcast, and I never do. But when I listened to yours, I was hooked. Another new addiction of mine.
Yeah.
I was hooked on the podcast.
Exactly. So, I love it. Well, there's quite a few shows that you can choose from now. I've been doing this since October.
Oh,
was it July? July, maybe.
Gosh.
I can't believe how fast it's gone.
Yeah.
And also, just in case you didn't know, every single track that's played on my show, I've set up a playlist on Spotify.
Right.
Love, Keris.
Oh.
So all these songs that I'm being gifted through this channel, I'm putting on that channel.
Oh.
And yeah, I've had a lot of comments about that as well. They just play the Spotify playlist and they just let it go on random. They'd always give them something that they need. It's like an extra message.
Well, you'd played a song and it was Manifesting Magic, and I've never heard of that before. And I was like, oh, I'm into this.
That's one of my favourite ones.
Never heard of it. And I was like, oh, this is quite catchy and uplifting.
Yeah. Mm. And I tell you what, the more you tell yourself that type of stuff, make it an earworm.
Yeah.
I manifest in everything that's good and right into my life. And when you keep what you tell yourself is what you get.
Yeah.
It's like what you feed yourself is what you'll be hungry for.
Yeah.
So you keep telling yourself that everything's amazing, everything's perfect. Fake it till you make it.
Yes.
But it all works out.
Oh, that's so cool. You're so energizing to be around, dear.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, let's do this is another favourite part of my show.
Yay.
Where I do a collective card pull.
I'm so excited about this because the cards are beautiful.
So you've not seen my cards before today, have you?
No, it's the first time. I've been dying to see them. They're amazing. So I'm excited for this.
Excellent. And if there's anybody that'd like to come and have a reading or come and play with my cards, I'm often seen at the spiritual fairs in Stratford and Inglewood, and sometimes at the spiritual centre in New Plymouth. I get around to the
Oh,
and I've got something planned under my sleeve. Oh, my sleeve. Hope it's not under my armpit. But yeah, something up my sleeve that I'll be doing a lot more. I've been joking around saying I've got the perfect face for radio, because honestly, I'm so shy in front of the camera.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Or in front of people. You know, I can talk one-on-one is perfect. Absolutely perfect situation for me. One-on-one. But put me in front of a crowd.
Oh, gosh. I know. I get so anxious, even though I'm outgoing. Doing like public speaking and that, I'll start panicking. Well, I'm exciting for the cards. So,
right. So what do we need to know right now? What's the important focus? Not just for me, not just for you, not just for us, but the collective out there.
Yeah.
To start February off with a bang.
Yes.
What do we need to know? Let's go for those three. So I got three cards that have jumped out to me. First one come out is Ancestral Wisdom.
Oh.
Fire and Ice.
Wow.
And The Contract.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Very interesting. So we can take each card as an individual, or they normally tell a story. So you've got a beginning, a middle, and the end, okay? And what this story is telling me is, to start off with, The ancestral wisdom is the truths that you tell yourself. That little thought that goes around in your brain and over and over and over and over again, saying, oh, maybe I should do this, or maybe this is happening, or I got a funny feeling about this situation. It's either, yay, let's go for that, let's jump on our bike and ride down the hill, or, oh, hang on, I should be suspicious about this. Maybe I need to look deeper, okay? Whatever situation you're in, only you can know that truth. Because I'm talking to how many people? I'd like to say a million, but I'm good, but I don't think I'm quite that good. Not yet. But you know what I mean? The energy is there's something that's in your brain you either need to focus on, which is what the intention I'm giving at the moment is, a focus. Choose that focus and see where it leads to. See which doors are going to be opening. And the only way you can do that is sometimes by standing back and taking a look from a wider point of view.
Yeah.
Get out of your own head.
Yeah. Let go.
Yes. The middle card, fire and ice. Now, this represents other people's energies.
Oh, interesting. I wondered what that one meant.
So, you know, okay, so if you're listening to this, the chances are we're on the same wavelength, right? And when we're on the same wavelength, the chances are we are energy connected in a way that only empaths can, okay? And when we are empaths, when we've got that empathic nature, we will be people pleasers.
Yeah.
We will do everything to make everybody else happy, sometimes at the detriment of our own.
Hello, Holly Smith.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the card that represents that. Okay, so you know, you've been in a situation that, okay, you can be in a room having fun chatting with somebody. A friend, an acquaintance, a client, whatever it is. You're having a good old time. You could be at a party. You could be laughing, joking, dancing. And then somebody will walk in. And then all of a sudden, the whole energy changes. You've gone from being happy and smiling and laughing and dancing and singing to treading on eggshells.
Yeah.
Because somebody's energy has entered the situation and you know that you're not on the same wavelength. There's something going on there that they are bringing into the situation.
Yeah.
So this is the card that's asking you to be aware of what's going on. If you feel your energy change like that, is it mine? Or is this a foreign body that's just been, you know? So keep an eye out on situations like that. And when it does happen, when it does happen, remind yourself of the first card. What's my brain telling me? Yeah. What's my heart telling me? What do I know for sure? What was I instinctively being warned of seconds, minutes, hours, days before this incident occurred? What was my brain like, be careful, or be aware of this, or just know that this is where you are, and boom, somebody's come in and smashed that out of the ballpark.
Interesting, Kiris, because quite often we have a feeling, but we don't listen to that feeling, and later on we say, oh, I should have listened to myself.
Hindsight. Hindsight is amazing. But hindsight is a word, you know, it's like, how many times are we told ourselves this will happen and we ignored it for the sake of pleasing others?
Absolutely. Good reminder to us all, Kiris.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the third card is the contract. The contract is the situation that it can either be something physical, a contract as in two people have decided this is the way it's going to be and we will agree on these terms and conditions. So it could be like in a job situation, it could be in a relationship, it could be in anything, okay? When two or more people get together and decide that this is the way we're going to vibe for this point in time, okay? And then something happens and those vibes aren't working out.
Mm.
And maybe one side of that partnership, relationship, whatever ship it is, decides he wants to sail. Decides that these waters are a bit too choppy for me, and I don't want to be in here anymore. And I'm off. I'm pulling those sails up. I'm seeing a yacht on the water. Yeah. I'm literally seeing a yacht on the water, and yeah, we're on a big boat, and yeah, you can be all having this party together, and then one of you gets seasick, and it's like, I can't handle this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I have to leave this ship and I have to go on to land because it's really not, my tummy doesn't like it very much. Yeah. I feel sick. So it doesn't mean that you, it doesn't mean that you don't like everybody else being on the ship.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you've got any kind of annoyance or I can't think of the word.
Any animosity?
That's the one I was thinking of, animosity. You've got no animosity for those who choose to stay on the ship.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad you're having fun. But let me go because it's not fun for me anymore.
And sometimes you have to step away, don't you? With love and respect, you have to step away for your own wellness and own self-respect.
And being sick, how is that? If you put yourself in a situation where it makes you unwell, how is that going to benefit the others?
Yeah, it's good learning, eh? Very good learning. And something, I guess, to remind ourselves often when we're in situations that are not serving us.
Absolutely.
They're brilliant cards, Kerris.
There's no animosity about moving onwards. It's okay. I get it. Things happen. Things change.
Yeah.
So the contract, at any point, we can renegotiate, or even rip it up into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah,
whatever needs to happen.
Yeah,
but it's all we spoke about this earlier on. It's all about putting yourself first, loving yourself first.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, right, other people don't respect your boundaries.
Boundaries are important, aren't they?
Very much so.
Yeah, they really are, and something that I've been trying hard to work on myself. Yeah. And some of us, you know, like you said, all empaths, we struggle to put boundaries in place sometimes for ourselves, but we can still do them with love and kindness.
Yeah. I mean, I've got another analogy coming into my brain now because my brain is good like that. So if somebody, you know, it's all about boundaries and respecting your personal boundaries, okay? For example, I love cats, right? I love cats. I don't have one at the moment, but I've always had cats around me, even though I'm allergic to them.
Oh, are you?
Even though I'm allergic to them, and they make me sick. As soon as that fluff goes up my nose, I'm like full hay fever mode.
You need a hairless cat, dear. One of those ones without hair.
No, but when I've been around them for long enough, it doesn't affect me as much, see?
Oh, okay. Yeah?
And this is quite interesting, that why this analogy has come up, okay? The amount of times I've put myself in a place where I'm making myself sick because I love that so much. If I see a cat, I'm picking it up, I'm cuddling it, I'm squishing that fur all up my nose and in my face because I love it so much, yeah? Even though it makes me sick. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes we as empaths will put ourselves in positions to make ourselves sick.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying, I love you, but I have to let you go.
I have to let you go. That's so, yeah. Such a good reminder, Kerris, that. Yeah. Yeah. Very powerful cards, love.
Oh, I know, eh?
Yeah.
And I do private readings as well. So if anybody would like privately work with me, you can connect with me.
Yes.
At lovecaris.com. I am in the process of getting my website redesigned. I've got a wonderful new friend that I've recently met who is going to help me out with that kind of stuff. It's work in progress, but you can still connect with me. Or best place to connect with me is on Facebook.
Brilliant.
That's the social media I am mostly active with. And look for Love Keris on Facebook, or Keris Heart if you can find my personal profile, which is more business profile these days. Because you know what? Not everybody needs to know about my life. Mm. If you want to ask me about my life, come and have a cuppa. Oh. I'll tell you all the juicy details.
You're a darling, Keris, and thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been so wonderful.
You're very welcome.
So wonderful. Thank you, darling.
Oh, I've loved having you on here. Mm,
me too.
Shall we pop another one of your songs on just to finish this little segment up?
Well, this last song, Keris, is a new one that I found actually just the other day.
Okay.
And it's by a singer called Kirk Franklin. Well, actually, I think it's his backing singers that are singing it. He's a gospel singer.
Yeah.
And it's called Hello Fear. And it's about saying goodbye to your fears.
Oh, do you know that's got chills right the way down my spine?
Doesn't it? He came up the other day and I was like, oh my goodness.
I haven't even heard it yet and I already love it.
It's a beautiful song. Thanks, Keris.
Thank you.
Hello, fear. Before you sit down, there's something I need to explain. Since you're here, I think I should tell you. Since we last talked, things have changed.
Never knew
how you never would try, of course.
Waited my whole life to say this. Come on.
Never again will I love you.
That chapter's over.
My heart, it refuses to be your home.
See, God has set me free.
No longer your prince.
Hallelujah.
Today I remember.
Far away from you.
Apart from you is where I belong.
See, I got a new love there, y'all. I'm not fighting with you no more.
I'm tired of fighting. It's been way too long.
I've been fighting all my life.
No longer your prince.
But today,
today I remember.
It's a new day.
Who I was.
Who I was.
And now it's gone.
That man is gone. And I can say
farewell. Whoa. Goodbye. So long.
But every time I ever heard no. They let go.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
So long.
They owe me. He's out the door.
Farewell.
Thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye. So long.
And if you're with me, I need to hear you say
farewell.
Yes.
Goodbye. So long.
I need for you to try one more time.
Farewell.
Believe one more time.
Goodbye.
Dream one more time.
So long.
Look and hear one more time and say
farewell.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
So long.
Ah, yes, that was lovely. That was lovely. And I tell
it's
you what,
beautiful.
It wrapped up this whole parcel in a pretty box with a lovely little bow on top.
Oh, thank you so much. And that is such a beautiful song, isn't it? And I hope anyone that's listening can face their fears as well and just give whatever you're holding off a go.
Absolutely. So signing off from Keris and the beautiful Holly. And again, I just want to thank Art FM for giving us this space and this opportunity. And we are wishing you all a beautiful day. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.